This is Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Doug Hamilton with Ashley Thornburg. We're in Fargo, and Sue Balcom joins us from our Bismarck studio because it's time for Main Street Eats.
Sue, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
We still have some things to be doing, tidying up in the garden and getting ready for the non-growing season and making sure everything is good to go for spring.
There's no such thing as a non-growing season at my house. I wonder if people realize just how much work it is. It isn't like, oh, yeah, fun 3 months in the summertime going to farmers markets, because there are many things that you can do in the fall that will really fast track your spring planting. So I've actually spent more time in the fall taking care of my garden than I do in the spring when I'm planting that garden.
Well, take us through the checklist.
All right. So I did this funky checklist, which you can find on my website someday to download. I've been pretty lax about blogging this summer because we've been so busy.
Well, that website is therootsellers.com.
And Sellers is S-E-L-L-E-R-S.
Right.
Thank you for
selling.
The plug. Yes, because we're, and boy, have we been selling. It has just been so much fun. But now's the time of year when you start to think about doing a couple things at home, like harvest your vegetables. That would be the first thing you want to do, is get out there and make sure that you've got all your peppers picked and your squash harvested. And don't forget to dig up your potatoes and your carrots and whatever else you might have underneath the ground. And of course, if you wait until after the frost, your carrots are going to be way better. But you want to wait until after your frost, which that date has been changing in North Dakota. Usually we, in the olden days, had a frost in September. But now it's being pushed back into October, giving us a little bit extra time to ripen vegetables, which it's a good thing, I think. We'll see how that translates into a cold, wet spring again. But if you wait till after the frost, you're accomplishing a couple of things, and that is that the insects are frozen out, and then your plants also are shrinking. They lose moisture, they take up less room, and they're way easier to pull out of the ground when they've been frozen. So,
do you want to leave the plant and just harvest the fruit or vegetable? Do you know what I mean? Like, do you grab all the tomatoes but leave all the greenery, or do you take everything?
Nope, I take all my vegetables off, and then I wait till after the frost. And then you do not want to leave your, in particular, tomato plants in your garden over winter. That's never a good thing. So what you want to do, what we're trying to accomplish here, is get the soil ready, cover the ground, get rid of anything that would possibly spread disease or harbor insects, so that when the ground thaws in the spring, you can run right out there with your little trowel, spread your mulch to the side, and get those seeds in the ground as early as possible. So now's the time to clean out your garden, pull out all the weeds that you overlooked, or maybe just ran out of time to pull, get all that stuff out of there. Now, if you're composting for your garden, in a big pile or in a bin, you don't want to put anything in there that looks like it's diseased. I never compost my garden tomato plants. I always throw those in a separate pile. Squash, too. I just don't want to take the chance of spreading anything through my compost, which that happens, as you know, like you don't want to use sprayed clippings. If you sprayed any kind of chemical on your garden to clean off any bugs or, you know, get rid of a fungus or something, you do not want that in your compost. You want to take that stuff and separately either burn it if you have that option at your house, or just trash it. You know, you can get great big trash bags and stuff them pretty full of dead plants. So the longer you wait into the fall to box those up, the less room they'll take up.
So if you compost, you need to take that into consideration if you are applying stuff to your garden during the growing season.
Absolutely. And what you don't want to ever do is put like fresh manure on your garden, and you certainly shouldn't do the composted manure thing in the spring or anywhere closer than 120 days from harvesting. That is kind of a FSMA rule or a farm food safety rule, that you want to do your application of composted manure and that kind of thing in the fall. And then you want to cover your garden. like cover it with lots of deep mulch straw or grass clippings or whatever you have. I've actually went from the landscape fabric mode into the cardboard mode. Mm-hmm. So I collect my spouse is like, how many boxes do you need? And I'm like, I like boxes. When you need a box, you got to have a box, right? So in my root cellar, I keep boxes, you know? And I keep boxes from everything I buy that might have to be shipped back to get fixed someday.
Oh,
so,
man.
You know, you got to keep the packing material too. So anyway, that's a different story altogether. But I break down my boxes and then I cut them apart. And I'll put them down anywhere I don't want the grass to grow, like around the garden. And then I'm covering my garden beds this year with cardboard if I don't have enough straw or grass clippings, because you don't lose anything to the wind that way. Also, weeds will not grow until they're exposed to light. So if you have a deep mulch garden and you do that in the fall, in the spring, you can just open up enough of that mulch to plant things. Mm. And then that way you're not encouraging those weed seeds to grow.
Do you ever use cover crops?
Yes, but it's too late in October to plant a cover crop. So if you were going to start a new garden and you dug that up early in the spring, you could do a cover crop on that. And then that's considered green compost or green mulch or green, you know, nutrients for your garden because it's so good. But you don't want to let that go to seed either.
You talked about compost and manure. Are there other things you do to condition the soil for a better growing season when you start in the new season in the spring?
Well, you know, if you have like clay soil, you can add sand to that. If you have topsoil, like sometimes they have bags of topsoil for sale really inexpensively this time of year. And if I have small garden beds, I will spread that over the top. Anything like if you're growing something that needs acidic soil, you can add lime. Gypsum is good for softening your soil. If you want to actually collect leaves, we don't have a lot of easily compostable leaves at our house because we have cottonwoods and elms and those kind of trees. You can run over them with your lawnmower. You never want to put those leaves on there if they're whole. Like, don't just rake them up on the ground. They'll kind of like compress and they'll form a airtight, moisture-proof blanket over your garden, which you don't want that at all. So if you're going to use any kind of leaves or yard debris, you want to make sure and run over that with your lawnmower and chop it up because they'll never decompose because they're not very porous, especially cottonwood leaves.
I've never heard that you couldn't just compost all the leaves. So what are maybe the top three or five leaves that you want to have?
We don't grow those kinds of trees in North Dakota.
Okay. What are the top three that you do not want?
Cottonwood,
it's,
I guess.
Definitely the cottonwood trees. I think maple leaves are probably okay because they're a little dry and crumbly. But yeah, we have maple, we have cottonwood, we have elm trees out at our house. What is the other? Oh, the Russian olives. Yeah, those are the bane of my husband's existence. So I'd say just for him, don't use those either unless you grind them up.
Well, we check in with Root Cellar Sue once a week for Main Street Eats. Sue, it's always a pleasure.
Thank you, guys.
And again, this checklist for buttoning up the garden is available at therootcellars.com. And that's Cellars with an S.
What's happening is next.